of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to 11.1 Frequency Radio on Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And I just wanted to jump in and say that you are the creator of your reality. What does it mean to be the creator or the creatress of your reality? Well, ultimately, it means being able to be in control of your perception of the world. Because the world within you creates the world on your outer environment. So essentially, if I'm affirming myself in the light of the new opportunities, the abundance, the fact that I'm alive and well, the fact that there's air in my lungs, and I'm seeing the viewpoints of the reality that best serves me and my highest good, then that is where I will be. But if I'm in the reality of critiquing myself or trying to have perfectionism or control to a specific outcome, event, or person, then I may experience disappointment or I may experience different emotions that aren't aligned with my highest good. So I just wanted to bring that to our awareness within our meditation to allow yourself to affirm where you are and who you're becoming so that way you're able to just accept that this present moment is leading you towards your highest good. You just deserve to affirm that being the creator or the creatress of your reality will help you be able to see the world in the best viewpoint that is aligned for you. So let's take a moment to be able to ground, place your hand on your heart, place your other hand on your gut, and just allow yourself to breathe intentionally. As you inhale and your lungs expand, remind yourself of what is it that you would like to receive. And as you exhale, allow yourself to be reminded of what you want to release. Deep inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Affirm, I am grounded. I feel creative. I can do anything. I love all because all loves me. know I am divinely connected. And I feel that I will continuously be divinely guided towards my highest good. Ashe. 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 May we transmute any disharmonious energy into peace, love, clarity. May we be honest with our vulnerability. May we affirm our strengths within. May we create the reality that it aligns for us. May we affirm that as we love on ourselves, that we will continue to cultivate the reality that we wish to be. May we affirm our love within, and may we give energy to our mind, body, and soul. So it shall be. All right, so we're going to talk about some things. This rising, grand rising. Isn't it grand just to rise every single day? Oh, man. I really want to, like, affirm that this is really going to be an enjoyable day, an enjoyable week that's going to lead to the next new beginning. You know, every day is a new beginning, and that's why I wanted to speak a lot more about creating your own reality and how we can create that, because ultimately it's rooted in our belief that our thoughts and our intentions can shape our experiences. So there's some practical steps that we can be able to learn more about to be able to manifest our desired reality. So we can break it down in like 5. 1, clear your mind and set intentions. Clearing your mind is just being able to have a clean slate. You know, it's like you wouldn't serve your food on a dirty plate. So essentially, cleanse the plate by practicing meditation, which is the ability to just calm your mind, breathe, connect to your inner self. And that's why I always like to start every, you know, show with the sound healing, because at least we're able to receive this on a molecular level and ground ourselves, ground our thoughts, and take time to affirm the energy that we want to see more of. And that's why our affirmations are a valuable part of that as well, to reinforce your intentions. And then visualization is another way to be able to see the desired reality that you want in vivid detail. So journaling helps with this, so you can write down what you see and you can be as specific as you want, so that way it can really be, you know, visually conceptualized by all of your senses. 2, believe in yourself. Positive self-talk, embracing self-love, and trusting your intuition are all valuable parts in believing in yourself. You want to replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations. You want to practice self-compassion and highlight more gratitude. You also want to listen to your inner voice and follow your heart. Ultimately, your heart is going to guide you more than your head. You know, your head is there to be able to sort through those thoughts, and they're going to, you know, receive a lot of different things. And you want to make sure that you're also grounding yourself in your heart's intentions, so that way you're leading in the next thing, 3, your inspired action. Taking inspired action looks like setting goals, taking consistent action, which is making progress towards your goals every day, and adapting and adjusting. So you have to make sure that you're being flexible and willing to change your plans as needed. Now, I want to speak about consistency real quick. Consistency isn't about cadence. It's about commitment. So as you're affirming yourself, as you're writing out your intentions and making sure that you're taking inspired actions to align with these intentions, you want to affirm that you are consistent already, because you're committed and integral to what you want to pursue. So this is when you want to go into 4, which is surround yourself with positivity. This looks like positive people, like, you know, people that uplift you and inspire you. Positive environment, you know, in a space that is inspiring, maybe a space that has some of your aspirations and some of the things that you want to continue to cultivate, maybe a project workspace, or maybe it looks like going to an event space or any safe spaces that may align, you know, like Live, Love, Create, or any other events that may align with where you are headed and where you want to go in your reality. And positive media, you know, things that you literally are going to listen to, since we are in a social media based world. Maybe you have to do either a detox, or maybe you do have to find those things in media that aligns with the narrative, not the things that are going against the world that you want to cultivate. And then 5 is let go of attachment to outcomes. Trust that the universe will always provide you with what you need. And detach from expectations. Let go of the ones that are rigid and embrace the flow of life. You know, one thing about attachment is I realize that it's really control. So when we're trying to control something, we want a specific outcome, you know, to happen. And sometimes that leads us to disappointment. So I've affirmed within myself that I don't allow myself to get too attached to any specific outcome. I know that I'm really affirming my intention and my action, and whatever the outcome is, you know, is usually beyond what I even expected, you know, and that's for the good, you know. So I'm really affirming that when I let go of the attachment to the outcomes, I'm really focusing on the journey. I'm enjoying the process of creating my reality. And enjoying the process of creating my reality, I'm starting to see that your own reality is a journey. It's not a destination. So I'm allowing myself to be patient, persistent, and open to the infinite possibilities that the universe has to offer. So you know I had to invite a divine being that literally embodies being a creator of his reality. Last episode, I asked everyone, what does directing your life's narrative mean to you? And I wanted to pose this question to this divine brother because he helped me see that you can be a creative and be an entrepreneur at the same time. You can still support your community and still be able to receive the abundance that, you know, you're meant to share through your gifts. And I really genuinely appreciate him not only for affirming this, but also being that great support, you know, when it comes to doing the work that he does, you know, no matter if it's recording, you know, and sharing the word, or if it's just, you know, holding a spacious conversation to be able to just get deeper to the root cause of, you know, what we're experiencing, and knowing ultimately that there is strength in our vulnerability. That's how we grow. So I would love to invite Terrence Harris to the show.
Yo, give thanks and praise to the Most High, man. This is Terrence Harris. I am your creative entrepreneur. I'm here to create greatness. I create great, great things, amazing, beautiful. You know what I mean? Things. And when we say things, I create mistakes so that I can be great. And I'm an entrepreneur because, you know what I mean? If I make it, I sell it so I can survive. I trade it so that I can thrive. You heard me? Like, entrepreneurship is a way of life. As we create, you know what I mean? We gotta be able to share what we create and find more value in our lives through those experiences. So that's just a short bit about me. I'm from the UK. You dig? I was raised in Virginia. I mean, then I popped out in Philly so I could chase my dreams. So shout out to everybody along the journey. I mean, give thanks and praise to the Most High. Jah Rastafari. You dig? And, I'm very happy to have this opportunity to be with you all and, I mean, have this conversation with Sheen Anthony. So bless yourself up.
Yo, I appreciate you, my brother. Like, and once again, you know, you just really have cultivated a lot of purpose, you know, in the world. And I think that's really because you've been affirming your own purpose, you know, having those tough conversations with yourself. So, you know, once again, as I asked the question, you know, earlier, is what does directing your life narrative mean to you?
As far as life, the life part that I want to deconstruct, as far as God's direction for me in life, God has directed me to have dominion and authority and self-governance, love, peace, joy. I have a lot of rights as far as my life is concerned in the eyes of God. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I take God's direction. And that life is intended to be a blessing bestowed upon me. And that my life is intended to be used as a tool, as a representation of God. Mm. And that because I belong to God, because I belong to Jah, my life is spent committed to developing a relationship with my senses so that I can heed the direction of God and display them through the works that I do in my life. So my life work is a reflection of the direction that the Most High has given me. And that is what brings me joy and peace and virtue and fruits of the Spirit, and allows me to take dominion over my birthright as a melanated king, God king on this earth. You feel me?
Yo, a reflection of the direction. Like, yo, that was a bar. Because, like, I really appreciate how that can really be able to see the purpose a lot more clearly, you know. And could you break down, like, that narrative that you were talking about?
The narrative part that I'll deconstruct is much more interesting just due to my current challenge, I would like to say, with adopting and finding and creating, identifying with that. My direction in life, as I described, has been delivered to me by God, and so my narrative at its peak, at its height, as my highest self, is a reflection of the likeness and image of what I know God to be. And I fall short of that. And so my narrative up until this point is that I'm not God, but I'm here to do God's earth. To be of God's creations, and to seek refuge, seek protection, and the Lord's kingdom, right? And because I've been given that dominion right and life from God's direction, that it is for me to do that which he has said. And so that's my narrative, is to be a good steward of this life that God has given me, and to follow his directions so that I can live eternally in the kingdom of the energy that I was created by, in honor and in respect. You know what I mean? Jah Rastafari.
You're a steward of life, like a student. So it's like allowing ourselves to learn from every experience to lead us on the path that has been cultivated by God. Like, that's just, man, that's just really beautiful. And I really appreciate you, like, sharing that and allowing it to be shared with others as well. Because I think when we share our own personal practices or our personal perspectives, this does bridge a gap for others to see the world in a different perspective or a different light. You know, maybe a new perspective is something that, you know, cleanse the fog, cleanse the grime off the glasses, you know, cleanse the lenses, so that way you can see, you know, with more clarity. And yeah, I really appreciate how you broke that down. You know, is there anything else that you would like to share, or any other ways you would like to break that down for it to be received?
Directing my life's narrative means following God's direction and taking dominion over my birthright of my life in order to live the narrative of seeking the truth about the God that I'm created from in my time here, and so that I can live and know peace eternally and seek to know myself in a greater way.
Ashe. That's, yo, you can't say it no better than that. Like, you can't say it no better than that. That's like, yeah, it is. Yo, but yeah, no, I appreciate you, brother. Like, I really do. Yeah, this is something that I really wanted to share more of, and I'm grateful that you shared your feedback. And this is just a part of the journey. You know, life's narrative is something that we cultivate truly. Creating your reality is something that we also can cultivate when it comes to affirming what you want to do, you know, and seeing those steps aligned by the action that you want to take. So some of the things that I would like to affirm, you know, is life's narrative is a unique story. You know, it's a personal journey. It unfolds differently for every individual, but there is a complex of, like, you know, interplay of experiences, choices, chances, encounters. You know, it's like I said in the last episode, it's a movie. It got all different attributes. It has growth and development. They have different relationships, has challenges and triumphs. There's loss and gain, and there's purpose and meaning. And one of the main things, you know, that we hear every now and then is that life is meaningless. And I, like I said before, I never really understood that. But as I started to grow on the journey, I started to understand that they said that with the pretense of the meaning that you add into life is what makes life meaningful. How can life be meaningful? It has to be full of meaning, and the meaning is what you create from it. You know, we make meaning of everything. We search for meaning. We search for purpose. So ultimately, you have to affirm that you have a purpose. You have to affirm with yourself that there is a meaning within life. And as I said in the very first episode when we started this journey, drowning in gratitude, I didn't realize I had a deeper meaning to live on life until I started drowning. And I had all this gratitude for life, like, oh, I'm not saving my life just for me. I'm saving my life for what it means to other people. And I know that there's a deeper purpose upon the perspective or the reality of my life. Therefore, I'm going to continue to live it until I can't live it no more. I'm like, the narrative of my life story is still being written, but ultimately it's a journey of my self-discovery. It's a quest for meaning. It's a celebration of this experience. So I'm going to celebrate it, and I'm going to take each moment, you know, as it is, and I'm going to continue to expand on it because life is meant to be lived. So yeah. With life being able to be lived, I'm starting to understand a lot more that there are multiple principles or universal laws that play a part of living life. And, you know, of course, you don't get to experience them until you get involved. So something that I came across was the five laws of the universe. And they, you know, kind of really speak about some of the things that we talk about and that we will continue to talk a lot more about in the future. So I just wanted to share these laws before we get out of here today. The law of attraction is one of the first laws and one of the laws that we hear about all the time. This suggests that you attract what you focus on. So I even spoke about this a lot when I said what you perceive is what you receive. So positive thoughts and feelings draw on positive experiences. And of course, the negative ones, they attract the negative experiences. Now, this is something that we want to be aware of so that way we're able to be in the experience of the energy. So of course, I want to attract what I'm focusing on by focusing on the things that is what I want, you know? So I'm not going to focus on the negative experiences. I'm not going to keep complaining. I'm not going to keep saying what I don't want. Those experiences aren't going to help me bring in the reality that is the opposite. So, two is the law of vibration. Everything in the universe vibrates at a specific frequency, and your thoughts and emotions create a vibration that attracts that similar energy. So this is like thinking of yourself as a radio. If I'm not tuned in to Q102, then how am I going to receive it? If I'm on AM, if I'm on a whole different station, how am I going to tune into On Air Philadelphia if I don't go to onairphilly.com? You know, like, you got to tune yourself into that frequency. So that's how you, you know, vibrate at the same level of your thoughts and emotions, is creating that vibration. So number three is the law of cause and effect. Every action has a reaction. Your thoughts, words, and actions will create the reality that you experience. The law of cause and effect is in our entire world. Something that one of my soul kin, he shared with me. He was literally just looking through the world in the lens of law of cause and effect. And I asked him, I'm like, well, I'm like, how have you been doing that? And he was like, he just started to look around and just like, just really observe the people and things and how they got there and why some people, you know, like those things more than others, or why, you know, you can remove yourself as a victim and just understand that, you know, things is out of your control. It's from something that caused it before. It's a different experience. It's like when someone projects onto you about a past experience that they've had, you know, and yes, we give them grace. We still understand that it's coming from the past. It's coming from something that has happened to them before. And of course, they're trying to prevent it from happening again. So that's where the projection comes from. So we understand, you know, ultimately, it's the law of cause and effect that plays a part into that. Number four, the law of least effort. The path of least resistance is often the most effective. By trusting the universe and flowing within its energy, you can achieve your goals with less effort. So I think this is really revolving around how much pressure we put on ourselves in the world. And, you know, even if there's a particular way that you want to do things, that doesn't mean that it's not going to achieve the goal and then some. And then the last one is the law of giving and receiving. To receive, you must first give. So this applies to love, energy, and material possessions. So I'm thinking about this as, I don't chase, I attract. The energy I give, I get it right back. This is just a mantra that came to me, just affirming that as much as I'm affirming my generous heart, I know that this is something that is going to receive the same thing back. You know, it's going to be in an energy that is aligned for me when it's meant to be. I will be in a space of reciprocity and not just around takers. I will be around other givers, you know, and people that are really able to affirm prosperity, because prosperity means reciprocity at the forefront, something that we are able to give to each other, you know. So yeah, these are some of the things and key takeaways I wanted to share that was on my heart this rising. I believe that, you know, we continue to grow and affirm, you know, while we're going through our journey. And ultimately, when you're affirming being a creator of your reality, you are affirming that you know what you want to give your energy to and what you want to consistently focus on. So that way you're able to exist in that. You know, you deserve to expand. You deserve to love on yourself. You deserve to give yourself grace. So a couple questions that I have for you is, how can you overcome fear and embrace love as the foundation of your life? And my last question is, what is the role of mindfulness, and how can you access an intentional lifestyle? So with that being said, I'll leave you all with this grand rising, and I'll see you next Monday rising at 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.